Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. In the local elections, one out of every three of its candidates were elected. Independent Ireland has 23 councillors, three TDs and one MEP, and it will go into the forthcoming general election with high hopes. If the party can repeat its performance in the local elections, it will be a significant player in the next Dáil. But is it really a party? And does it want to be in government? Well, Independent Ireland's leader, Michael Collins, is in our Cork studio. Michael Collins, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
How many candidates are you running in the general election?
At this present time, we're speaking to quite a lot of candidates throughout the country. Some existing councillors that are running in the next election. More new candidates that have shown an interest in joining Independent Ireland. And I suppose putting forward a new style of politics in this country. And to be unfair of me to put a number right now, because sometimes when you set a number, you have to stand by that, because some people might show an interest and
How many are confirmed?
Well, at this stage, I'd say we're looking at up to 20 candidates are confirmed. But again, we have to look at there's both male and both female. We have to look at the percentage of females that's very important going forward as well.
How many of your confirmed candidates are women?
At this stage, is about six or seven. But there is a lot more we're talking to. It would be very unfair to put an exact number. So talking to people and to bring them across the line, you could have a situation where people have come to us in constituencies looking to run. There could be a female, a male, there could be somebody already in that constituency. So we're trying to see their suitability to run in another constituency. So that's where we're at the moment. And we do know that there's a general election imminent, even though Taoiseach Simon Harris is continuously saying there isn't. But he has teams out around in constituencies canvassing, telling people there is. So that in fairness, is an unfair situation for quite a lot of people. But we know we have a challenge before us. And we are talking to candidates, and we will be putting a substantial amount of candidates before the people in the general election coming up next couple of months.
And will you aim then to meet the gender quota of 40% women candidates? If you don't meet that, you potentially you'll end up losing half your funding.
Absolutely, it's important. But to be honest with you, it's important for us to get good female candidates that are interested, that are hungry for change, are hungry to sell Independent Ireland at the doorstep. Not because of the funding we lose. I think I'd rather have 10 great women and there's loads of great women out there than to have 100 great women and maybe 90 not interested. We need good, strong candidates. We need good female candidates. We are talking to quite a lot of them. I'm looking forward to announcing those, and Independent Ireland are looking forward to announcing those in the next number of weeks as the days go by.
How many seats are you targeting?
That is something I'm not going to disclose, because you know I believe if your target will, if you say 20 seats and you end up with 18, it's a failure to some people. Mind you, if you say 6 and you end up with 12, you'll become a hero. But I think it would be very unfair for us. But we are targeting quite a number of seats. There is strong existing councillors running, the strong existing TDs running, strong candidates showing an interest in running, and we're confident taking quite a lot of seats in Dáil Éireann, and we might be able to shift the balance of power back to the people, because, to be quite honest with Justin, the people out there are very frustrated with the way politics has ran over the last number of years, and they feel they've been squeezed out the ordinary hard-working people of this country.
Do you want to be in government? Because that is the way to effect change.
Absolutely. It's hugely important for us, and this is what this party is all about, is that we can, and this is why we revealed our policies this weekend, so that we could at least be in a position to sit around the table. I've been around the table in 2016 and 2020. Both times I knew the fact that we didn't have policies, we were going nowhere. As such, we have policies put before here. Not every one of our policies are going to get across the line, Justin. We accept that and understand that. But certainly, having them means that we're in a position to sit down and match off policies that other parties that might be able to form a government will put before us.
But parties in government then have to act in a unified way, otherwise the government cohesion breaks down. Is Independent Ireland really a party, or are you a collective of independents who all have different agendas?
We certainly are a collective a collection of, I suppose, independent independent minded people.
But can you act as a party then?
We can certainly act as, because we are a registered party to start with.
Well, I know that,
and we will be having a whip on the programme for government, and we will whip on in a budget. But in other situations, if there's no agreement prior to going into government on different legislation, we may not support that. But that'll all be down to the, when you're, I suppose, putting forward your programme for government and looking at each other's policies, can we marry together with other political parties that are out there? I certainly think we can. We have a wide range of policies on healthcare, on agriculture, okay, on education, on housing and immigration and cost of living. All these policies are fairly, I think is what the public have been telling us for the last number of years, and all our candidates have been coming back and talking to us. That's what we built our policies around that, and I expect that other parties, if they're honest with their people, are getting the same feedback themselves.
But if you have a whip structure, then you're asking your independents from Independent Ireland to give up some of their independence when it comes to voting for a programme for government or a budget.
To be honest with you, Justin, in the situation that some independents, or most independents have joined us, sorry, all the independents, they've done that already. You know, sometimes we have to swallow our pride. Deputy Richard O'Donoghue has always said that we will never agree on everything, but we certainly have, and we'll agree on 90% of the things, and we have to understand that sometimes you've got to give a bit of give and take. Okay. And if Independent Ireland are sitting around the table in the formation of a government, we're going to have to give and take, but we certainly will not be walked all over, and we will become a very strong opposition if we're not in a position to go into government if people don't buy into our policies.
You have unveiled some of the details in your manifesto at your thinking this weekend. It deals with, as you've been saying, a range of areas: health, housing, cost of living, immigration, law and order and agriculture. In relation to law and order, you said in a hot press interview earlier this year that rapists and paedophiles should be chemically castrated. Is that in your manifesto?
It isn't, because not everybody agrees with that. Anybody that rapes a child, or a paedophile that continuously rapes a child, we certainly have a serious issue there. And I have my own personal views.
You do, but you're the party leader, so you do have to lead from the front. You also said criminals should be given a mandatory 25-year sentence for their third conviction. Is that in your manifesto?
Yes, absolutely. It's in our manifesto that there'll be stronger sentences, and we allow our judges to have stronger sentences.
25 years for a third conviction.
Well, we have to be strong in relation to crime, and we haven't been strong in relation to crime in this country. And there's people attacking people in our streets, and they're getting away. They're getting 6 months of suspended sentences, 12 months of suspended sentences. That's an insane situation. And they go back out and they do the same thing again. Justin, we need to be living in a safe society. Ireland is a safe country to live in, and it should be seen as a safe country to live in. It used to be a safe country to live in, and it shouldn't change. Okay. And all I'm saying is, going forward, that we have to be stricter with our sentencing. If we're not, we're giving into crime and we're accepting crime in this country, and I certainly won't stand over that, and Independent Ireland won't stand over that.
Is legalising prostitution in your manifesto? That was another one of your proposals in that hot press interview.
Well, in the hot press interview, Justin, in fairness, when it came to that, my biggest issue was women being exploited by savage individuals who are harming women and forcing them into a situation that they don't want to be in, because they actually haven't got the income.
Is it in your manifesto? Not in this so far, but
we certainly are looking at ideas. What is in our manifesto and our policies is on issues like healthcare. We have a situation where there's 1 million people on waiting list, Justin, and it's been left run out of control without anyone worrying in the wide earthly world as to how we're going to deal with it. What's in our manifesto is, we have to look at our main hospitals, like the UHs and UHLs and all them hospitals throughout the country, that they're in a situation where they're open 24/7.
Okay.
Quite a lot of people don't get proper... No, Justin, please. Quite a lot of people don't get proper medical care from Friday evening at 5 o'clock until Monday morning at 9 o'clock. What I mean, surgery should continue. We need to look at them opening the hospitals at 24/7. We need to do a reimbursement scheme on private hospitals in the south, like we're doing with the north. We have a whole range of issues that, at least sitting around the table, putting forward these ideas, at least we're putting forward solutions, not creating a further problem.
And if you do get around the table, Michael Collins, will you talk to all parties?
Absolutely, it's important that we will. And oh, look, we have difficulties, certain difficulties with a lot of parties. So, we'll
so
not
yeah. So, what
it.
Do you say to people then who say that a vote for independent Ireland could well be a vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael continuing in government?
I wouldn't think so. It'll all depend, Justin, on the numbers cracking up. The bottom line is here: we'll sit around the table with everybody. We'll see how the numbers match up. We will see will our common sense policies be accepted by the other parties. The parties that show us the interest in. In delivering our policies, not all we accept, we can't win every battle here, will be the parties we'll sit around the table in government. And as I said earlier, if they will not accept our policies, and if anybody studies our policies, they're fairly common sense policies, we'll certainly become a very strong opposition after the next election.
Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today from our Cork studio.